Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The podcast where we explore the more bizarre ways of getting through your day. This week, we have another story from Meg, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is Bad Karma. Dogs and trees, I love them. Happiness is to be surrounded by both, but they can be expensive, and I'm not talking about care and feeding. This is Karma. Doesn't she look sweet? She is, but she's also determined. She will chase a chipmunk around and around a woodpile for hours. I guess when you've been bred to grab a bull by the nose, tenacity is a lifesaver. She's also a chowhound. My friend Ken stopped by 2 weeks ago to help me learn a new computer program. Meeting him at the door, he greeted me with, "You won't believe what just happened. I had half a leftover turkey sandwich on my passenger seat. When I got out of my car, Karma jumped in and got it." "I'm so sorry, Ken," I said as Karma came scooting inside past him. "It's okay," he replied. "She probably saved me from myself. I didn't want it, but I couldn't bear to throw it out. I would have taken it home, put it in the fridge, and it would have gone bad." Somehow, the way he told the story gave me the impression Karma had eaten the sandwich. Silly me. We worked away, and at some point during our session, Karma whined to go out, so I let her out. Silly me. 45 minutes later, we were finished. I walked Ken to his car. Ken loves his car. I don't blame him. It's cute as a button, a cream-colored mini with racing stripes and a black convertible top. Ken also has a dog, Princess. Princess is a Yorkie. Have you ever seen what a bear will do to a car if food is left inside? It might as well have been a bear. Ken's car was trashed. It seems Karma had only gotten a taste of the sandwich. Ken's side windows were partway down. The scent of turkey and avocado lifted on the autumn air, wafted across the yard. Karma wanted more. In her effort to hoist herself in through the side windows, she had destroyed both side view mirrors. When that didn't work, she jumped up on the hood and trunk, covering them with toenail marks, and, recognizing canvas for a penetrable surface, clawed and chewed her way through the top. Despite the external shredding, the mini's interior and the turkey sandwich were perfectly intact, protected by the steel roof cage. I was horrified. Ken, devastated, sighed, "I will never be mad at Princess again." Approximately $6,000 later, Ken's car is back together again. Amazingly, our homeowner's insurance covered the cost, but we were quizzed on the type of dog. "This wasn't a Great Dane," I told the nice lady on the phone. "She only weighs 50 pounds. "What's the dog's name?" asked Emily, the insurance rep. "Karma." Over the line, I could hear her office collapsing in laughter. This will be one for their annals. You'd think this was the end of the story, but it's not. Zoot, my favorite neighborhood coffee shop, is a hub for all things. Artists display works, authors promote books, theater groups sell tickets, activists collect signatures, and random people leave leaflets and goodies of all kinds. It didn't surprise me when a stack of bumper stickers bearing "Plant Trees" appeared on the counter. "Take one if you want," the barista offered. "A customer gave us a whole box of them to give out." "How nice." We've built a vacation rental cottage. Little Loon, all of 800 square feet, is not quite as precious as Karma, but still pretty darn sweet. Just completed this spring, we're new to the whole hospitality thing. The learning curve is steep, and we live in fear of something going horribly wrong with one of our renters. Yesterday morning, I woke up to an email. During an overnight storm, a branch fell from an enormous oak onto our tenant's car, breaking the windshield. The following photo was enclosed. The bumper sticker, "Plant Trees," lay on the dashboard right under the cracked windshield. Plant trees, indeed. The good news is it was a rental car, and the company replaced it with a new one. All is again well. What has me worried is, I hear bad things come in threes. Thanks so much for listening. If you like this story or my podcast, please share and let me know. You'll find me on Twitter at ChrisKKArya, Pinterest, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Remember, it's Chris with a K. I'm always looking for fun stories to narrate, so if you're an author or writer with a story which fits the Does This Happen to You theme, please contact me or comment on my Podbean page. And if you want to hear multiple stories like this multiple times per week, please become my podcast patron. Just click the link on my Podbean page.